Here's all the comics that I read in the month of August.
Obviously, running through the books really quick. We got Flash, Bad Moon Rising Special is pretty good. I like The Shade, so that was pretty interesting. And then we got Flash 23. I read them back to back. I'm kind of iffy on Sizemore's run, but it's not bad. We've got New History of the DC Universe, issue number 2. Loving what Mark Waid's doing, streamlining the continuity and whatnot. Ultimate Spider-Man 19, gas, of course. The Ultimates 14, really freaking good. That's my favorite Ultimate series, is Ultimates. Sorted Crisis Events, issue number 5. Dennis Camp, you're revolutionary. Batman The Long Halloween, The Last Halloween, issue 8. Meh, this whole series has just been meh. DC Sonic the Hedgehog, issue number 5, pretty good. Then we've got DC vs. Vampires World War V, issue 11. It's all right. I did finish the Batman Omnibus by Paul Dini. It is one of my favorite Batman Omnis that I've read. Very reminiscent of Batman the Animated Series. If you just like them solving, you know, a bunch of different crimes. Really, really good. Superman for All Seasons. Just as peak as everyone was saying. Superman Up in the Sky. Also just as peak as everyone said. Loved it so much. Then we've got Absolute Superman 10. Gas, of course. Absolute Green Lantern 5. Probably the best issue of this series so far. Poison Ivy 35, always peak. I love G. Willow Wilson's run. Batgirl 10 continues to be one of my favorite ongoings. Secret 66, what a finale, man. What a finale. Birds of Prey 24, pretty good. JSA number 10, pretty good. Cheetah and Cheshire Rob the Justice League issue 1, interesting start. I'm excited to see where they go with it. Justice League vs. Godzilla vs. Kong 2, issue number 3, it's all right. It's all right. It's not as good as the first one yet, but still pretty good. Ultimate Wolverine 8, pretty gas. Ultimate X-Men 18 is all right. Deadpool Kills the Marvel Universe one last time, issue number 5. There's me on the cover. It was good, though. It was a pretty good issue. Or it was the finale, actually. Something's Killing the Children, issue 43, peak as always. World Tree, issue number 16, got to cover the cover, but it was good. Then we've got Napalm Lullaby 10. Pretty good ending. Honestly, really surprising ending. Batman Cacophony, pretty good. Batman, or The Brave and the Bold, Batman Wonder Woman, interesting. I like the art. Liam Sharp is really, really good. We've got Sensational Wonder Woman, bunch of short stories, pretty good. Order of the World, Arkham City, The Order of the World, Dan Waters, this was gas. Definitely read this. Then we've got Justice League of America's Vibe from the New 52. It's pretty good, nothing crazy. Freedom Fighters, Robert Venditti, was actually really good. Then we've got Green Lantern Corps, issue number 7, peak as always. Batman and Robin 24, really good ending to that arc. Aquaman 8, really good. Action Comics 1089, I'm liking it. Supergirl 4 was alright. Trinity issue 3 was okay. Fire and Ice When Hell Freezes Over issue 5 was good. Batman Dark Patterns 9 was amazing. This is probably one of my favorite Batman things coming out right now. Superman the Kryptonite Spectrum issue 1, really, really good. I think this is going to be an instant classic. Just another Black Label Superman story that's going to go ham in a few years. Batman Gotham by Gaslight, A League for Justice issue number 2, I believe. Yes, it was pretty good. It was all right. The Ultimates 15, gas, always. Then we've got Ultimate Spider-Man Incursion issue 3, really, really good. Transformers issue 23, amazing as always. Bug Wars 6, a phenomenal finale, and I cannot wait for the next arc. I Hate Fairyland 43 was really good. Some more trades that I started reading. JLA, Justice League of America, Power and Glory, pretty good. Justice League versus the Legion of Superheroes was all right. It's pretty good. Batman Killing Time, I really liked this one. Having Clock King be like the main villain was pretty interesting. GCPD The Blue Wall, I do love John Ridley's work, and this is another banger. His I Am Batman series is really good. Batman Europa, pretty good. I like the changing in art styles. It's very interesting. Shergan and Spike, Metahuman Investigations, was all right. Pretty interesting little piece of the New 52 there. Then we've got Absolute Batman 11, probably the best issue of the run. One of the best, at least, top three. Absolute Flash, issue number 6, was really, really good. It's starting to pick up a lot. Detective Comics, 1100. Oh, my God. It was so good. Nightwing 129, really good. Dan Waters is killing it with this new Nightwing run. Justice League Red 1, not a lot happened, but I can see it setting up a lot. So I'm very excited to see where it goes. Justice League Unlimited 4, we got the Superman bat. That was pretty cool. Titans issue 26, pretty good. We got the Doom Patrol back. We've got Crypto the Last Dog of Krypton issue number 3. He saves a little girl from freezing, and it's adorable. Great issue by Ryan North. New Gods 9 continues to be amazing, and it sucks that I think it's ending at 12. That's very unfortunate. Catwoman 78. This series is interesting. I like it, but it's, like, different. Batman and Robin Year 1, issue 10. Every time I read this another issue of this, I'm just like, meh. But it's still good. After that, we've got Batman Superman World's Finest, issue 42. Now, I'm not big on Bizarro. Y'all know this. But the new arc's kind of gas. And then we've got Ultimate Black Panther 19. This series continues to pick up, thank God. We've got Battle Beast issue 4, really good. We've got G.I. Joe issue 10, really good. Exquisite Corpses issue 4, gas. We've got Falling in Love on the Path to Hell 9, amazing. This series is so good. I need them to release the issues faster. G.I. Combat volume 1 from New 52, pretty good. Bunch of, like, different short things. Superman Last Son of Krypton, so freaking good. Really, really good. Harley's Little Black Book from the New 52, just a collection of, like, Harley team-ups. It was pretty good. I read Danger Street Volume 1 and Volume 2. Those were both really, really good. And then we've got Wonder Woman, Absolute Wonder Woman 11, peak. We've got Absolute Martian Manhunter 6, probably my read of the week. Superman 29 was so good. Superman Prime, or Superboy Prime is back. We've got Justice League Unlimited 10, gas, as always. Green Lantern, issue number 26, peak. That was, like, this most recent week, amazing week for comics. Mr. Terrific Year 1, issue 4, amazing. Flash 24, I'm so excited for this arc to end. I really need a new creative team. Harley Quinn, issue 53, it's pretty good. Then we've got Robin and Batman, Jason Todd, issue number 3. It's a pretty good ending. Peacemaker Presents, Vigilante and Eagly, issue 5. It came out right when the show was coming out, so it was kind of a good little read. Mortal Legend, Batman 1. It was all right. I'm excited to see where they go. I'm not super sold on it yet, but we'll see. Ultimate Spider-Man 20, big. Void Rivals 22, big. Beneath the Trees Where Nobody Sees, Rite of Spring, issue number 2, gas. I love that series so much. Shredder 1, interesting. I'm not super into it yet, but I'm sure it'll pick up. Masterminds 1, Zach Kaplan, gas. Speed Racer, all my books just fell. Speed Racer 1 and Speed Racer 2. And then lastly, I read a very DC Rebirth holiday. That was my last book of the month. Oh my God. Well, that's everything I read in the month of August.